Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Marco Hunter now. We're talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats set 2-7. They've played two games since last we spoke and continue play here this evening and Saturday as well at the Thunder Classic in Seneca. But before we talk about that, a few trips to Seneca, Coach. It started last Friday with the game against the Thunder. A good start, I feel like. A 13-11 first quarter, but especially in the second half, just seemed like couldn't keep pace with the three-point shooting and just the length of Nemaw Central. And their full court pressure maybe wore us down a little bit, but end up falling by 21 in that game. What were your big takeaways from the first game last Friday against Nemaw?
Well, you know, the biggest takeaway is that we came out to play. You know, we didn't back down. We didn't show fear. We came to compete. We played very well the first half, and then you know, part of it is you're playing against a team that is very deep and very talented on all five positions. And when you're learning something new, and even though you've seen the team once, you have a team like Nemaw, you're going to have to play your best game and limit your mistakes, and hopefully, the ball doesn't fall in the hole too much for them, and more so for us. But overall, I felt very positive after that game because our kids were exhausted, and that just kind of a positive step towards going back this week for their tournament, and knowing it's going to be tough competition.
Yeah, you play an undefeated Nemaw, you play undefeated St. Mary's, and now you get Marysville today. But, the St. Mary's game was a lot like Nemaw, and the fact that you played a great first quarter, I thought. Came out, scored 14 points. You actually had the ball only down 4 right before halftime, and they end up getting a half-court shot and then kind of struggled in the second half offensively, much like the Nemaw game. But felt like those games are pretty similar. Again, a good start, a good first half against a really good team. Just couldn't quite maintain it through 4 quarters.
Yeah, the biggest difference between Nemaw and the St. Mary's game is our turnovers. Nemaw, we played tough, and we only turned the ball over 8 or 9 times, where, you fast forward to St. Mary's, we turned the ball over 20 times. And, it doesn't matter if the team is undefeated or winless, you're not gonna have a lot of success when you're taking away possessions where you don't get a chance to shoot the ball and giving the other team almost double the amount of shot attempts that we didn't get, and that's what hurt us the most against St. Mary's. And they made a lot of shots. They made a lot of made 11 three-pointers, which hurt. And a lot of those were our own doing of, not communicating, not rotating, and guys shooting wide-open shots. But ultimately, that's kind of been our bugaboo all season is, valuing the basketball, and we have to do that a lot better this last month of the season if we're going to have a chance to give ourselves an opportunity to win a game.
You bet. Cutting down on turnovers will help. But what else offensively? Do you think the kids are maybe thinking too much, or what are some things offensively that you're talking to your team about as you get ready to face Marysville tonight and continue on this path? It just seems like there's so many lulls offensively. What do you attribute that to, and what can be the difference in kind of getting the team a boost of confidence on the offensive end?
Well, part of it is it's kind of the teenage mindset. They all want to do well, and they don't want to make mistakes. And I don't know if it's just afraid of, I don't want to shoot it because I don't want, I want something else to happen, or, it could be a mix of other things. But we've worked on that, and I've told the kids, I said, you have to shoot the basketball. I have very good confidence in my guards that I have, and then, it's not helping us when we're not scoring our easy shots on the inside. We have a 6'9 kid and a 6'6 kid, and we're not scoring the basketball inside in good position when we're more than capable of doing that. And that puts more pressure on the guards to do more scoring. And, ultimately it's got to be a team effort. And, I think we've fixed some things a little bit, changed some offensive things going to that St. Mary's game Tuesday, and hopefully, a good day of practice last night, and hopefully it'll kind of carry over into today's game with Marysville.
You bet. Finally, we'll get a chance to maybe catch your breath next week, but you play today, Saturday, mm-hmm. and then Tuesday is the makeup game at Riley County as well. So busy stretch. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk more next week.
Yep, sounds good. Appreciate you.
Marco Hunter, head coach of the Holton boys. The Wildcat Locker Room Chats brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Medical Pharmacy.